Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 10th of January, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 7. But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Sheba in your stead. Since you are precious and honoured in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Today's article, titled The God Who Redeems, was written by Glenn Packiam. As part of a sermon illustration, I walked towards the beautiful painting an artist had been creating on the platform and made a dark streak across the middle of it. The congregation gasped in horror. The artist simply stood by and watched as I defaced what she'd created. Then, selecting a new brush, she lovingly transformed the ruined painting into an exquisite work of art. Her restorative work reminds me of the work God can perform in our lives when we've made a mess of them. The prophet Isaiah rebuked the people of Israel for their spiritual blindness and deafness. But then he proclaimed the hope of God's deliverance and redemption. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. He can do the same for us, even after we've sinned. If we confess our sins and turn to God, He forgives and restores us. We can't bring beauty out of this mess, but Jesus can. The good news of the gospel is that He has redeemed us by His blood. The book of Revelation assures us that in the end, Christ will dry our tears, redeem our past, and make all things new. We have a limited vision of our story, but God, who knows us by name, will make our lives more beautiful than we could ever imagine. If you've been redeemed by faith in Jesus, your story, like the painting, has a glorious ending. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for never giving up on me. I surrender to you and ask that you please redeem what I have ruined. Thanks for joining us for today. My name is Adeyinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.